We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Carl Brister. Carl, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How you been?
I'm doing great. It's been a long, long time. But I've been checking you out, and hey, you've been doing great. You've been doing good for yourself.
Thank you, man. I'm just, continuing to do what I feel like I was born to do.
And that is to sing and to minister. Am I correct?
Yes, yes. I do. I am called to glorify the Lord. And these days, my music has definitely expanded. So, it's including a lot more themes that are mainstream, loving and uplifting people of all backgrounds and nationalities and genres. So it's an exciting time for me.
Okay. What made you want to expand and to move into maybe a different direction?
It really was something that was always within me. I actually started out singing R&B and jazz and pop. And then when I gave my life to the Lord, I thought, hey, everything had to be pointed upward towards God. And my dad, who was a musician, he passed during the time that I was recording this new project. And in his room, we had people of all musicians of all different styles come in and share, and it all made him smile. And it really affected me because I realized that it was not about the style. God wasn't about what style of music you play. It's about what's in your heart. And I had always had all kinds of music in my heart, but I would never record it. And that was my release. That was God's way of saying, listen, I created you to do all of this and affect people in all kinds of areas. And so once I started being free to do that, I found a whole new sense of peace and actually purpose, too.
Do you like doing the smooth sort of jazz-type songs, or do you like doing the up-tempo songs the most? Which one do you favor the most?
Actually, I like to do them all.
Okay.
I love, to be able to express with the slower kind of ballad, but I love to dance. I gotta move. I love the energy in that. And so I really try to have a good balance of up-tempos and ballads.
Uncomplicated love. Let's go back. What's that all about?
Yeah, that was the first single from my new project that's going to be released this spring. Uncomplicated Love is a ballad that I wrote actually while just sitting at the dining room table and looking at my wife, and we actually were going through a rough patch. And as I was looking at her, I realized, how much I really loved her and do love her. But things had gotten so complicated, and I was just saying, man, I just wish we could make it simple again and go back. And I kid you not, right then and there, God gave me that song and actually the answer, which is, just go back to the little things you used to do when you were dating. And if it was a smile or a hug or a kiss or whatever, just to let that person know how special they are. And that can make the difference in the relationship.
I love me some you. Tell us about that.
Well, that is my new single, and I'm really, excited about it because it's also called The Whistle Song. It's a fun, happy, simple song, up-tempo about love, and again, just doing those little things that you used to do, those cute, fun things that you used to do when love is fresh and keeping it simple and pure. And just, it's one of those songs that you can play when you yourself can't say the words. And sometimes guys, we get a little caught up in saying those words. So you just put this song on and let somebody know how special they are. I love me some you.
A two-part question. What is it that you love about the industry, and what is it that kind of disturbs you a little bit about the industry?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I forgot, HJ, you do these zingers sometimes. You got me. All right, you got to get me in trouble.
You know, I'm going to get you in trouble.
Okay, what do I love about the industry? I love the fact that for whatever you think about it, it still is one of those things that provides hope. For kids coming up, they still have hope. They still aspire to be a part of it, and many of them work really hard. And it's a platform for hope where you can share such great ideas and thoughts that can really add to people's lives. So the industry is a vehicle that can be used in the right way to put really positive messages and thoughts and inspiration out there. And what I might not like about the industry, I think one of the major challenges for an artist is that you're always growing, but the industry may want to keep you where you are. So some artists who are locked into a certain style have to continue to do that style, and they may not have the freedom to explore other ways of expressing themselves. And the industry might not want to support that because it's about making money. What worked in the past is what we're going to support. And I think as an artist, you always want to be able to grow. So I think as an independent artist, you have that luxury. You can try new things. You can expand your sound and go in different directions wherever God is saying for you to go, because you don't have to report like you would if you were, you know, under different circumstances.
We're talking to Kyle Brister. Kyle, great music. I've been knowing you for a while. Great person.
Thank you, man.
Good person, man.
Same.
And I'm proud every time I see you do something good and move to another level. So I want to ask you, how did it make you feel when you appeared on Bobby Jones, Dr. Bobby Jones' program, or when you appear on programs like that?
How does it make me feel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels great. You know, you do get nervous a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's sort of replaced by the fact that, especially as a songwriter, you getting the opportunity to share what you've written with so many people, and those words will have an opportunity to touch people's lives. And it really doesn't matter what style of music that you're singing, your words are going to have an impact. And, you know, whether it's Bobby Jones or even now talking with you, I get a chance to reach so many listeners and share something that I think may uplift and allow people to feel loved.
You know, it's hard for me to believe that you get nervous, because you're such a cool guy, man. You know, you lay back, you're cool, you know, and I'm like, he gets nervous?
Oh, man, let me tell you. Hey. You know, I'm actually, you know, I try not to claim it, but I'm shy. But when you get on stage or when you're doing what you love, all of that goes out the window, and it's just, you're sort of like a fish in your own water.
Our guest, Kyle Brister. Don't forget about the single Uncomplicated Love. Let's go back. His new single, I Love Me Some You. You are a family man.
Yep.
You love your wife. You got a couple of kids. Tell us about how you can be a family man, love your wife, love your kids, and still be into the industry.
It's a juggling act. Man, I'll tell you, literally, I was checking homework before I got on the phone. But, you know, it really is about prioritizing and believing that you really have a purpose, a calling. And you just, I am a family man. I'm a husband. I'm a dad. I'm all those things, but I'm still a person myself, and there's still that part of you that has to live in order for you to be good to them. I have to do this. It's like denying yourself water.
Hey.
You have to drink in order to be, like, whole. And I can give more to them by having a purpose myself. So I guess it's something that it's a delicate act or balancing act, but all of it is important in order for me to be the full person that I believe I was intended to be.
Now, how can your friends and your fans connect with you, pick up your music, or just find out what you're doing and what you're all about?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You guys can check out my website, www.carlbrister.com, and everything is right there. You can actually purchase the music, download the music. In fact, the new single, I Love Me Some You, will be available February 1st, so check it out. And also hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All of it is at carlbrister.com.
How do you like doing the videos? I forgot to ask you that, but you do some great videos, too. How do you like doing those?
Thanks, man. I love the videos.
Hey.
I love them, man, because it's like you really get another, like, way of expressing the music and getting what you're trying to say out there to people. I've worked with a great director named Frank G, and we've made some really good videos together. And also the people that's been a part of them, like the Uncomplicated Love video, the couples in it are real couples, real married couples or engaged couples that really love each other. And so it really comes across so well on the screen. It makes you smile. And I really appreciate that.
It's our guest inside of the Gospel Spotlight, Carl Brister. Carl, it's been a pleasure. We appreciate you taking out the time. May God continue to bless you, your ministry, and everything you put your hands on.
Thank you, brother, and the same to you. I really appreciate your support over these years, man.
Hey.
I thank you so much.
No problem. Tell Beverly, the kids, I said hi. Okay?
I sure will, man.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Thank you. It's our guest inside of the Gospel Spotlight, Carl Brister. Don't forget about the single Uncomplicated Love, Let's Go Back, and also the new single, I Love Me Some You, Carl Brister, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.